This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Buenos dias. I don't know about you, but this is a story in the gospel that has always bothered me. It's when this Canaanite woman comes to Jesus for healing of her child, and Jesus sends her away, calling her a dog. And to call a person a female dog was probably as shocking back then as it is now. And to be honest with you, I really struggle with this because I could resonate with this Canaanite woman because all too often Latinos are the dogs of society. You see, when I call a realtor and they tell me that the property has already been sold when it's not, it reminds me that I am a dog of society. When a first-time Latino offender stands before a judge and has a 10 times greater chance of being convicted than an Anglo, I am reminded that I am a dog of society. When our children are ripped from their mother's arms and placed into cages, I am reminded that I am a dog of society. When every 5 days, 4 brown bodies perish on our borders, I am reminded that I am a dog of society. When a mass murderer enters a Walmart in El Paso hunting Latinos, I am reminded that I am a dog of society. And when the individual who holds the highest office in the land refers to me as a drug dealer, as a rapist, and having many problems, I am reminded that I am a dog of society. So you have to forgive me, but I find myself more in line with this Canaanite woman than I do with my sweet Jesus. Because we are dogs to both the conservatives and the liberals. The conservatives may question my salvation, and the liberals question my intelligence. Both require that I learn from them. So, what does it mean then to follow this Jesus? Who is this Jesus that refers to this other, this woman of color, as a dog? I have to ask, is Jesus a racist? To understand this, we have to begin by realizing that we all create Jesus in our own image. James Cone, the famous theologian, once wrote that when Jesus has nothing to say about slavery, that Jesus is satanic. When Jesus has nothing to say about Jim and Jane Crow, that Jesus is satanic. And I would add to Dr. Cone's words that when Jesus has nothing to say about the immigrants on our border, that Jesus is also satanic, which means I have to reject that Jesus for my own sanity, my own salvation, and my own liberation. All white theology becomes detrimental to communities of color. And this has always been the case. When the French cried out during the revolution, liberté, égalité, and fraternité, it was never meant for their colonized people in Haiti, in Algiers, or in Vietnam. It was only meant for white French Europeans. So, if you ask me to follow this Jesus, I have to ask, who is this Jesus and what is the character of this Jesus? In today's reading, in Hebrews 2, 14 and 17, it said, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way. I'm not a mathematician, so I don't understand how Jesus could be 100% human and 100% divine. Theologians have figured that out, and I'm not a theologian, so I haven't gotten it yet. But though some of my best friends are theologians, I'm an ethicist. You see, what I do know is that Jesus, like me, was a refugee who went down into Egypt, escaping the tyranny of the government of his time. And like me, as a refugee in this country, I spoke with a funny accent. I still do. The kids would beat me up because I was different. And at night, I cried because of the suffering of being an outsider. I believe Jesus also spoke with a funny accent, also was beaten up by the Egyptian boys in the neighborhood, and also cried at night as a small boy for being an outsider. So this Jesus, who understands my pain and my suffering, is the Jesus that I could rely on for my salvation and my liberation. And like me, this Jesus has transgressed borders between Palestine and Egypt, between human and divine, and this Jesus lived in that in-between space, what the indigenous people call Napanta, where I find myself living as well, between two worlds accepted by neither of those worlds. So, our reading says in Hebrew 18 that Jesus was tempted in all things. All things. Think about that. All things. Now, we know he was tempted in the beginning of the ministry when he went into the desert at the baptism. And he was tempted in the same things that we are always tempted in. First, by possessions. Turn these stones into bread. He was tempted by privilege. Because of who you are, jump off the temple roof and the angels will catch you. And he was tempted by power. Bow down before me and all these kingdoms I would give unto you. Possessions, privilege, and power are the same temptations I wrestle with myself every day. And we know Jesus was tempted at the end of the ministry, while in Gethsemane, asking that this cup be removed from him so he doesn't go through the agony of crucifixion. But what we usually ignore is that Jesus was probably tempted throughout those 3 years of ministry as well. And I believe the story of the Canaanite woman is one of those times where Jesus felt temptation, where he adopted the racism of his culture towards the Canaanites. Because the Canaanites were considered the other. They're the ones that were considered impure, a mixed race, living in the barrio someplace. These were the people that good Jews did not associate with. So Jesus, growing up, like all of us, had to learn how to be potty trained, had to learn how to speak, and also how to learn the racism of his culture, of his time. But Jesus was willing to learn from this woman of color. You see, at the beginning of his ministry, he said in Matthew 15:24, "Do not turn your steps to pagan territory, and do not enter Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And he also said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, Jesus' gospel, good news, was only for the house of Israel. Not for anybody else. Definitely not for those Samaritans or Canaanites. But then he had an encounter with this woman of color. And in all of his humanity, he was willing to learn from this woman of color. Because after encountering her, in Matthew 28:19, he's now saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Jesus learned from her that his mission was not just for the house of Israel. So this is my question then. Are we willing to also learn from the margins of society? This woman who was willing to cross also borders, both racial borders and gender borders. Are we willing from the underside of Austin, Texas, learn from the marginalized among us within our midst? I'm supposed to be talking about the phrase, we want to see Jesus. That's why I'm here this weekend. If you truly want to see Jesus, if you truly want to look into the face of Jesus, Jesus is a black, undocumented, transgender Latina immigrant with AIDS. Because that what we despise the most is Jesus enfleshed among us. So go out and seek Jesus. Seek Jesus. Gracias.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.